something about this season. It brings out those haunted stories. Bridget, let's hear yours.
When we first moved into the house I grew up in, I was six. And my brother and I each had a friend over. And the four of us in the basement, we had like a finished basement. In the basement, we thought we saw a figure of a little girl like standing in a corner. Keep in mind, I was six. So, you know, it was like creepy, but nobody ever believed us. Well, fast forward a few years and like little things would happen here and there. And my mom was kind of like, you know, maybe there might be something in the house because like things would move and stuff. Well, when I was either 18 or 19, we were painting my room. Like I was moving out, but we were painting my room. And after we painted all the walls, we were going through and like wiping down the baseboards, and I had hardwood floors in the room. And I was kind of behind my mom, and I said, "Didn't you already wipe down over here?" And she was like, "Yeah, it was underneath the windowsill." So it was really low to the ground. I was like, because the baseboard was clean. But I was like, "Well, what was this on the wall?" She was like, "There was nothing on the wall." Wow. And upside down on the wall underneath the window was a perfect footprint, upside down, the size of like a 3 or 4 year old, no. Made completely out of dust in the fresh paint. Like you could pick dust out of it.
What?
And so we like pulled my dad up there. My brother had a friend over. We pulled people up there. We took pictures of it because we're like, how can you explain this? My dad was still like, well, maybe it's one of your feet, but it's legit like the size of a toddler's foot. It was teeny tiny, upside down on the wall at an angle that could not easily be replicated. Okay. And yeah, you could like pick dust and dirt out of it.
Wow, that is nuts, Bridget.
Okay. Yeah, and so we realized that everything would always happen like, you know, after we painted the living rooms and stuff, then it would kind of stir up a little bit. And then we painted the bedrooms and things would stir up a little bit. So it was always after changes were made in the house that things would kind of like get a little crazy for a little bit. And then they'd calm completely down and you'd never have anything happen for a while. But if you made any changes at all, then that's whenever little things would start to happen. But the foot was probably the creepiest because it was the most evident.
Yeah, Bridget. Okay.
I'm going to go take a break and walk down the hall.